first black president of the United States of America. You have become a shining star.
Traditional radio and TV outlets in Ghana are trumpeting President Barack Obama's two-day visit to their country, hoping it will mark a turning point in their history. Back in Washington, Mr. Obama's new media team is hard at work figuring out how to get the president's message to as many Africans as possible using more high-tech methods. Macon Phillips is the president's director for new media. He explains how even in Ghana, people are using popular social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter to interact and ask the president questions. Phillips says the goal behind this strategy is to allow more people abroad to voice their opinion about the United States.
I think that it's less about trying to market the president in a positive way, but it's more about trying to have a conversation and real engagement with people that hasn't happened before.
Obama has used technology and his popularity abroad to his advantage.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. I am honored.
In Cairo last month, the White House also translated President Obama's speech into 13 languages and disseminated it by email and web video worldwide. Phillips says he's had to learn a lot about how different cultures get their information.
There is a big difference in the way people consume information across the world. So what is really popular in Asia is very different than the United States and is very different than Africa or Europe or there's so much variety out there. One of the most exciting things about Africa is how comfortable people are with their phones.
Phillips explains how Africans can send messages to a specific number on their phone, known as a short code.
If you're in Africa and you want to send a message to the president, you want to ask him a question, welcome him to Africa, or just comment on things in general, you can use the following short codes. If you're in Ghana, the short code is 1731.
A state visit by the president is not just about pomp and closed-door meetings anymore. It's a chance for participation.
President Barack Obama!
Be it criticism or praise, Phillips says this feedback from people in different countries will help President Obama shape his foreign policy. Julia Ritchie, VOA News, Washington.